Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We've come across some shocking sex ed curriculum, but probably not as shocking as the one that appeared in Charlottesville, Virginia. Liberty Counsel sent a demand letter to this school because unbelievable images and videos were presented to 14-year-old girls in ninth grade. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Well, the Albemarle School District, the public schools which are in the Charlottesville, Virginia area, in April showed a video or allowed this group to come on campus by the name of Sexual Assault Resource Agency, shortened an acronym SARA. And Lexi Huston, H-U-S-T-O-N, an employee of SARA, who publicly opposes abstinence education, calling it ineffectual and unethical, believe it or not, abstinence education, she says, is unethical.
So it's unethical to encourage kids to wait until marriage to engage in sexual behavior.
Yeah, wow. I mean, how perverted of a mind is that?
Yeah.
How perverted is that?
Well, the Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. There it is.
Yeah, abstinence education is unethical. It's immoral. I mean, how do you get a worldview like that? And this person is invited in to the school to give a presentation to 14-year-olds. They don't know what's going to happen that day. Parents have no idea because the school district didn't follow the law. They didn't follow the law that requires abstinence-based education. They bring in somebody who believes abstinence-based education is unethical. They didn't follow the law by posting the curriculum so parents could review it. No parent in their right mind would allow this kind of horrible pornography to be presented to their daughter. 14-year-old girls, ninth grade, and they come to class unknowing, unsuspecting. Parents have no idea. And this pervert, Lexi Huston, gives the presentation. In Virginia, there is this family life education class that is in the Virginia public schools, but it's required to be abstinence-based. So under that guise is what this program was ultimately presented to these students. Now, the person who supposedly approved this is the chairman of the Department of Physical Education, Frank Lawson. He's a public school employee. He's been put on administrative leave now. But I also question, who was sitting in that classroom? We're going to get to the bottom of it. Who was sitting in that classroom? Obviously, I don't think that they would just simply give a classroom over to an outside organization and leave. Some school employee was sitting in that classroom. Why did that school employee not jump up and say, this is nuts, this is crazy, this is obscene, this is illegal? Because the videos, male pleasure and how to help her orgasm, are obscene. They're criminal violations of multiple counts. And they actually advertise a pornographic website at the beginning and at the end of the video, where the person who is narrating this, Matt, thanks this pornographic website for sponsoring her YouTube channel. And this is a group that's affiliated with, you guessed it, Planned Parenthood. So, Matt, this is so outrageous, literally. We could not go through the details on this radio program because it would automatically result in an FCC violation.
Yeah. And one of the main objectives here, this is a course designed to encourage children to engage in promiscuous sexual behavior. And more onerously, I think, is clearly would fall under the violations of law for grooming children for sexual behavior, even with adults. One of the main objectives, students will increase their belief that consensual age-appropriate sexuality should be positive and beneficial to each person involved. So they're admitting right up front that they're trying to change the beliefs of children. In other words, indoctrinate them into what they call a sex positive worldview where kids will actually engage in all form of sexual behavior. And they say that there is no wrong form of sexual behavior.
Yeah, and they say have students get a partner within their groups, have them brainstorm different ways to talk to their partners about consent that would keep it, quote, sexy. I mean, all this is from this program.
This is for 14-year-old girls are sitting in this
class,
the curriculum, my daughter's age.
Curriculum includes an activity called Keeping Consent Sexy Brainstorm and set aside 15 minutes to do that. And what they also require is for that program, for that section, for the children to write down their own personal boundaries on paper, collect the papers, and then redistribute them to the class anonymously. Then have each person that has this new distribution of information comment on it and take the position of that particular person. They redistribute this, so it's incomprehensible that this would be done in a public school and that it would be done anywhere, frankly. The videos are absolutely shocking, promoting pornography, promoting pornographic websites, promoting the grooming of students. There are criminal statutes, Matt, that apply to this. And in fact, the criminal statutes range anywhere from a misdemeanor, which clearly occurred in this case, to up to class 5 and class 6 felonies. A felony is something that you can be imprisoned for a year or more. And one of them, which makes it a felony, says that for any person 18 years or over who with lascivious intent, knowingly and intentionally commits any of the following acts with any child under the age of 15 is guilty of a class 5 felony. And one of those is propose to such child the performance of a sexual act or a sexual intercourse, and other kinds of things I won't mention.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this Lexi Huston was over 18, and she is proposing to children under 15 years of age. These are 14-year-olds. She's proposing that they engage in sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
And she's not just talking about the birds and the bees. She's advocating sexual intercourse. She believes that abstinence is unethical. She is encouraging them to engage in sex and intercourse, and she is encouraging them, requiring them to role play, and she is presenting them. Here's another one with obscene information. Here's another criminal violation. Virginia statutes prohibits, quote, advertising, et cetera, of obscene items, exhibitions, or performances. It makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly print, publish, or circulate, or cause to be prepared, printed, published, or circulated any notice or advertisement of any obscene item prescribed in another part of the statute. And it says that where such obscene item, exhibition, or performance may be purchased, obtained, seen, or heard. This video comes out of the block advertising a pornographic website. And then it wraps up at the very end with all the trash in between, again, going back and advertising a pornographic website.
Yeah, and for 10 minutes, the video under female and male pleasure, listen to it, literally says, it says, having a healthy sex life is about taking care of yourself and your partner if you have one. These are 14-year-olds. Physically, that means practicing safer sex, getting tested for STDs regularly, preventing unintended pregnancies, trusting your instincts about where to set limits, and seeing a doctor or nurse if you have problems. Listen to this. Feeling good about your body and having a healthy body image, enjoying sexual pleasure, and being comfortable with your sexual orientation and gender identity are also big parts of healthy sexuality. Having a healthy sex life means knowing what you do and don't want to do sexually and being confident enough to communicate that to your partner. It is important to have mutual respect for each. So they lace it with all this talk of consent and so forth. But what they're doing is pushing, encouraging, strong arming kids into experimenting with both heterosexual and homosexual behavior, all the way up to and including sexual intercourse and sodomy. It is unconscionable.
Well, join us as we are working on this and many other cases around the country to protect children and families. It is outrageous. Check out what's going on in your local school. Even though your state law may require abstinence-based education, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates and others like them are coming into these schools and grooming our children. And once the bell is rung, it's hard to unring that bell. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel in our ministry and support Liberty Counsel financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.